Hello, everybody. Welcome to this podcast. I am Grace.
And I'm Edgar.
Today, we're going to be learning about the word na. But today is going to be different from last time. Last time, we learned that the word na can be a softener for commands. Like, for example, don't eat. Ya gin na. Putting na at the back as a suffix right there make the word don't eat, yakin, sounds a lot softer.
Yeah, and in this episode, we'll learn how na can be used when you want someone to repeat their question. So before we get started, don't forget, if you want to follow along with all the example sentences and vocabulary in this episode, you can do so by going to our Patreon page at patreon.com/polyglotgrace.
This usage of na is question words plus na. So before we move on, let's just review all the question words.
What is what?
Alai.
Where?
Ti nai.
What time?
Ki mong.
When?
Murai.
How much?
Tao rai.
How?
Yangai.
Why?
Tamai. The most common usage of na is arai na, because it simply means, can you repeat what you've just said?
And this one is very important to know, because it's a very simple way to just say, what did you say again? So instead of saying some long sentence like, pom mai kao jai, put mai, dai mai krap? I don't understand. Pom mai kao jai. Say it again, please. Put mai, dai mai krap? You can just say, arai na? And it would mean the same thing. Can you repeat what you said? So now let's take an example. Suppose we're going to 7-Eleven. And I ask if they have coconut water. Mi na ma prao, mai krap? Na ma prao is coconut water. And let's say the worker didn't understand anything that I said. In this case, the worker would say,
alai na ka? Or maybe she was doing something like typing some numbers in her computer, and then you were just saying like all of a sudden and she wasn't paying attention. She can be, oh, alai na ka? What did you say again? Can you repeat it?
Yeah, and then I would repeat, mi na ma prao, mai krap? And now let's say, she understood nam, but not nam aprao. So she just heard the word water.
She knew that you wanted some water, some drink. So she would be asking you, not arai na, because arai na is like she didn't get anything. She would go specific. Nam arai na ka? Nam arai na? So water, what? What is it? Is it nam aprao?
Yeah. Which water did you ask for again?
Or is it nam king, like ginger water, or nam soda? Because she didn't hear the word after the word nam.
Exactly. And now let's say it's time to pay for the nam aprao, for the coconut water. And then she tells me it's 25 baht, 25 baht. But let's say I didn't hear what she said. Then in that case, I can ask, tao lai na? Meaning, how much na? Meaning, oh, can you repeat how much it is again? If I just said tao lai without the na, it would be like she never told me the price in the first place and I'm asking for the first time, how much is it? But since she already told me the price and I just didn't understand what she said, I can say tao lai na, meaning, oh, can you repeat the price again?
Now let's take a look at another scenario. Let's say I would tell Edgar that I'm going to go travel to Hua Hin, place in Thailand, with a friend named Aim. So in Thai, it's Edgar, prung ni Grace จะไปเที่ยวหัวหินกับ Aim ตอน 8 โมงเช้า. So let me break that down first. Edgar, prung ni is tomorrow. Grace จะไปเที่ยว. I'm going to go travel. หัว Hua Hin to Hua Hin. Gap aim with aim. Ton bad mong xiao at 8 a.m. So let's say Edgar was doing something and he didn't hear it all. He just saw my mouth moving and he's like, oh, wait, did you say something? What did you say?
I would say, arena.
And then I would repeat my sentence again.
Yeah, like the whole sentence. Because I wasn't specific in what I didn't hear. I just said, what? Say it again?
Let's say you didn't understand some information. Let's say you don't know what day I'm going.
Then in that case, I would ask, by when, Naina?
So, which day are you going? The answer is going to be, by 풍니. Let's say you don't know where I'm going. You missed the word 호흰. And now you want to ask, go where again?
By 티나이나.
So the answer would be, by 호흰. I'm going to 호흰. Let's say you didn't hear who I'm going with.
Then I would ask, by 갑 크라이나. Go with who? Na?
The answer is going to be gap aim. Let's say you didn't hear what time I'm going.
In that case, I would ask, tepai gi mong na?
What time are you going again? So the answer is going to be by bat mong. I'm going at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, so you can see na is very useful to ask someone to repeat a specific part you didn't understand or the entire thing.
Let's try to apply it to other question words like, why again? Let's say you told me the reason already, but I want to ask you again. Why again?
Then I would say, 탐아이나?
Why do you have to go again?
탐아이 똥빠이나?
탐아이 is why. 똥빠이, have to go. 나 is like, again.
If I just said, 탐아이 똥빠이, then that would be like, I don't know that I was given a reason already, so it's like I'm asking for the first time. By adding na, it's like, I know I was given a reason, so now I'm asking, oh, can you repeat the reason? Why?
How again?
Yang ai na?
Let's say Edgar is teaching me how to shoot a basketball, and then when he gave the ball to me so that I can shoot, I forgot what he did. I forgot what he taught me, so I can ask him, yang ai na? Like, how again? How should I put my hand again? How should I shoot again? Yang ai na? I forgot.
Let's do a few more example sentences so that you guys can understand.
When again?
Murai na?
Very good. Murai na? When again? When is it? Is it June the 3rd or the 2nd? Something like that. How many days again?
Gi wan na?
Gi is how many? One is day. How many times again?
Gi krang na?
Gi krang na? Mm-hmm. How many hours again?
Gi shomong na?
How many people again?
Gi kon na? Before ending this podcast, Grace wants to tell us about another very common use of arai na.
Arai na can be used when you want to say, what? Like, what did you say? As in, you're very surprised. You heard what your friend told you, but you're just surprised. Like, let's say, it could give me a situation where I would feel so shocked that I have to use this expression.
Let's say that Grace comes home and tells me that she won the lottery.
Edgar, Grace, took lottery. 1,000,000 baht. Edgar, I won a lottery. In Thai, took lottery is to win a lottery. 1,000,000 baht is 1,000,000 baht, which is converted to $30,000.
Then I can respond, arai na?
Arai na? What? Really? Arai na jing o? Really?
Yeah, in this case, it doesn't mean, oh, repeat what you said again. It just means like, oh, what a surprise. Like, what?
Depending on how you say the word, depending on the context. But if you really didn't hear, you say, arai na? You know?
Yeah.
It can mean, what did you say again? Say it again as well.
So actually, this particle, na, has a few other uses. but we think the ones we taught you in these episodes are very useful for beginners and they're easy to apply and understand. But if you want to learn more and if you want to learn about other particles, we're going to make a course. And if you're interested, join my newsletter, which you can do at tiewithgrace.com.
Thank you very much, guys, for listening to this podcast. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.